So Matt, I'm curious, after hearing your colleagues talk about their current treatment algorithms and where the new endocrine agents fit in, any questions you want to pose to the group?
So I'm intrigued by relative consensus of the panel that most or all of us would comfortably use abiraterone acetate and or enzalutamide in the pre-chemotherapy metastatic CRPC space, which is currently off-label. I would describe it as near-label. And in the case of enzalutamide, there's no formal phase 3 data yet reported to support that. So my question to the faculty is, how much earlier than that would you comfortably go? Non-metastatic CRPC, all the way back to hormone-sensitive disease, initial combined androgen blockade in high-risk young patients, how much earlier would you go?
I like that near label thing. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I like that chart.
I like that.
I think I made it up.
So, Mario, how low will you go?
I would treat patients with non-metastatic castrate resistant if some of these drugs would be available to me. I think that I would, particularly those that are progressing clearly more than just a little bit, and just a little smoldering PSA progression. I would consider them. I mean, your trial, those who have a PSA doubling time of less than 10 months had a worse prognosis or a higher probability of developing metastatic disease. I would take a little bit of PSA doubling time and other, you know, PSA dynamics and value of PSA as a guideline. I do admit that we don't have any data this time.
So, Susan, you have a patient who says cost is no issue, I'll pay for the medicine, PSA only disease.
I would do exactly what Mario would do. I would have no qualms about using a castrate metastatic without evidence of disease. But what really brings to the attention is, what about those people with biochemical relapse or people who are at high risk of disease relapse? So you may remember a number of years ago when bicalutamide was being pushed at 200 or 150 milligrams as, you know, a single pill. Look what it can do for you. I'm often wondering whether they're going to try to do this as part of a trial at some point to look at people who are high risk, so people who are at the time of surgery have metastatic disease to nodes or something that would indicate their disease will come back. Will this be considered as a single agent adjuvant therapy?
Rob?
So I would answer that there are at least six trials in development soon to go that are going to do very similar things to what Dr. Slovin suggests.